Welcome everyone. We're just going to start our interview shortly. And I just want to say we're going to go on with our interview. In the last few minutes, we're going to take a few questions from the audience. And Daniel, welcome. It's really nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Before we start, do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and how was your journey on becoming a successful cake artist?
Well, I started baking when I was a child with my grandmother, and I enjoyed it so much. Many times when I was young, baking alone in the kitchen, experiencing how to bake and do different desserts. As I enjoyed it so much, I always did it in my free time. While I was studying fine arts and sculpture, and then when I finished my studies, I started mixing it with working in sculpture and painting with edible mediums.
That's how great. I started. Yeah. And do you think has studying fine arts and sculpture has had any benefits, any positive effects that helped you even more with your cake art or your figures?
Yeah. I think it has been fundamental in my style, because basically I'm applying some of the concepts I learned in fine arts and sculpting by stone in working with the cake and chocolate. After learning how to sculpt and training with a chocolatier, I started mixing both concepts. Mm-hmm. And then that's how I came out with my techniques that I use today.
That is impressive, actually. I wanted to ask you if you could share some of your techniques while you use doing cake figures. We know that you do also chocolate, but specifically you doing cake figures. And how was the learning process? Which one was the hardest, maybe? You could recommend some tips.
Well, I think every cake is always something that you have. How do you say it? I don't remember now the word in English. But it's something you want to do right, and you try. But anyway, every cake you do, you learn, you try to improve the ways you're working. You try always new things you want to try with it, and spend time. And even if you know how to do some things, you always try always new, something new with the cake. And then that's the way of learning and improving. And of course, always staying tuned with what's going on in the cake world and the techniques of other artists too, and training and learning, and that's it.
It's okay. And also, we want to know a little bit about how you use modeling chocolate, maybe some tips and tricks again, or how do you shape it, or how do you paint it to look so realistic? Because they look absolutely stunning when you do it. They look like real people. And we really want to know how it happens. How was the process?
Yeah, with modeling chocolate, it is very important actually to familiarize with the way of working with the material. Mm-hmm. Because if the people is not ready to work with the modeling chocolate, it's not, they haven't done it before, they usually tend to mix it too much, like they do with the fondant. And the modeling chocolate, even if it looks similar to the fondant, it's quite different. Mm-hmm. So if you knead it a lot and overwarm it, it starts dropping cocoa butter, and it may be an issue. I mean, as much as you warm it, it will melt and it won't keep the shape. Yeah. So the temperature is a very important thing with the modern chocolate. Mm-hmm. People have to realize that after it starts dropping the cocoa butter, or if it's too soft, usually what they do when they are used to work with fondant, they keep mixing it. Mm-hmm. Because that helps it to get in the shape for working. But with the modern chocolate, it's different. They have to stop touching it and they have to cool it down. For the best tips for me is to work with the right room temperature, because the room temperature is very important. Sometimes people ask me how to work with modern chocolate in high temperatures. I mean, you can't. That's it. If you are in a very warm environment, you have to work with AC. There's no other way. I mean, of course you can work with modern chocolate in a country where the temperature, the climate is hot, but you have to be in a cool place. There's no other way. Otherwise, it's very uncomfortable and almost impossible to do anything with modern chocolate. So, first of all, the space has to be cool.
Yes.
I would recommend around 20 degrees room temperature. And then also, you have not to overheat it the way you work. If you feel it's too soft already, if you already have mixed it and you feel it's very pliable, then if it doesn't keep the shape, stop working with it for a while, stop touching it, and let it cool for a while, even in the fridge, if the room temperature is not so low. And then have patience. It's very quick to work with modern chocolate if you are used to, but if you are not used, it will take time to learn, as every technique, because every time we try new things, it takes time to us to get used to the techniques and to learn how to work them properly. And that's the way of improving and learning, taking the time for allowing the techniques to allowing you to familiarize with the new techniques.
That's great. And for the painting, it looks so
For the
real.
painting, many people complain about the modern chocolate being a little bit too oily to get painted. The thing is, for me, mixing it with a little bit of fondant, up to 30%, and also I prefer to paint it with powders, with dust like petal dust, or with the specific chocolate colors that we can even mix with oil essence or cocoa powder. Cocoa powder, yeah. So that's the best way to paint over the modern chocolate. And with airbrush, you don't have any issue with the modern chocolate. It's perfectly paintable with airbrush colors, usually any brand. Especially magic colors were very fine with them.
So for modeling chocolate, we could say that the most important things are temperature, patience, and improvement, no? So anyone who's working, these are
Yeah,
the.
absolutely.
This is
Even
like.
if you are in a very hot climate, I mean, the only important thing is that you allow yourself a cool area to work with and patience, and to have a fridge near, so you have to cool down your figurine while working, put it inside the fridge for a while, and that's it.
Okay, and we are very curious to learn which of the figures you have done so far has required the most effort and detail, and how much time did it take to complete it?
I don't know really what to reply to that, because I really try every figurine to add the most detail and do it the better way I can. But so every figurine, it's something special and different, and I wouldn't say some of them have taken me more than others. Of course, sometimes you have more time, or sometimes you are in a hurry and you need to resolve work and don't have that much time. But I really try to use the amount of time I think I need for every project. The only thing is that I really usually work fast. I don't spend a lot of time doing the figurines, because at the end of the day, for me, this still is edible mediums and this is still being cake. And I really think we have to be thankful about the way of working with the edible mediums, and don't go crazy spending days and days in something that is going to disappear in hours. And also, we still appreciate for a cake that the materials are fresh. So otherwise, it may be not be as tasty or healthy as it could be. So I always try to cut the working times and make things reasonably fast to work in detail, but not using a crazy amount of time in a lot of details.
Of course. And what are some equipments you use while making these figures? It could be a knife or something you use to give it a shape, something you just use always and is essential for you.
Everything is essential of the things I use. I mean, a knife, of course, a very sharp knife, a sharp and smooth knife. I mean, it's very important to have a good knife, that's for sure. But also it depends on the kind of figurine. I would say the modeling tools, a good set of modeling tools are very important to have too. If we have to reduce it to the less tools possible, of course, the knife, as you mentioned, the knife is the most important. I would say you can do many things with the knife, using the tip of the knife and cutting, slicing, yeah, even smoothing with the knife.
Great. And we wanted to ask you, like, which competitions or events that you joined so far would you consider as the highlights of your career?
Well, of course, Cake International competition is for me, and I think for most of the people, one of the most important in the world. So I think it's a very life changer for most everyone that has have an achievement on Cake International. Even just entering in the competition and allowing your work to be seen by thousands of people around the world that travel specifically with a lot of interest in absorbing the new trends and the ideas for their designs. It's a very important window for your work to be seen internationally in the cake community.
Of course. And do you have like a preparation process before getting ready for a competition? It could be an order, or how many days beforehand do you start preparing for them?
I think if you really, I mean, it depends on when do you realize you want to enter a competition and how much of your time you have, or how much time you have between your work and everything. I mean, but the most time you have, the better. I mean, you have to think about the category you want to enter that is the closest to your abilities of the kind of work you are good at or you want to show. And also check the regulations very well before to enter to be sure you are going to do a design that enters following the regulations, because otherwise you can be your work can be not to settle for a very small thing that it will be a really sad thing that you spend many time doing some work and at the end you can't enter the competition because something that is not working. So that's the main thing. And then, of course, allowing yourself to do a good design, spending time sketching, not only in paper and also drawing, but also doing small figurines as a training for that design and checking if everything works in 3D. If you are entering a 3D competition, of course, of cakes, like a sculpted competition, trying to do small figurines of that design, see if everything works. Also trying always to use different materials that is very much appreciated by the judges. Applying new techniques or interesting and tricky techniques in the cake world. And of course, taking care of the color composition and the volume of the figurine, because that is very important. And always also think about doing something original. I really encourage the people to do their own designs, not inspired, even if they are inspired in films or cartoons or whatever. really do it yours.
Yes.
Always approach something of yourself to the design and do it the way you think it will be, it will have a wow factor for the public. So the people get to the design and get something from it, get shocked.
Yes.
That's something I think is really important in the competition, especially in one competition like international, where thousands of people enter the competition.
And except for sketching, for example, do you have an order you follow for the planning, maybe measuring the sizes? I don't know, anything.
First thing I check before sketching anything is the if it's for the competition, or even if it's for an order, the sizes I can manage, the size limitations we have in transportation, the size
Yes.
limitations we have in also in the competition schedule, or the size limitation we have in the space. The height, maximum height you have to go through a door, for example, if you have to go through a door to go to carry your piece, or in the van you are transporting it, if it's a huge piece, maybe the van is not as high as you calculated. You have to check the different types of vans or the car or whatever. Depends if you are working especially with big sizes.
Yes.
So you have to count with everything in between the your working space and the final disposition place, the sizes of everything and how you are going to transport it. That's the first thing of all.
Yes.
And then after that, elaborating a design that can allow you transport and do all these things. All right. But I think it's very important, if you ask me about the design inspiration, to do something that really motivates you.
Yes.
Something that you really want to do, want to try, get loose and get crazy, a little bit crazy, and try something. If you are entering a competition, something you will, no one will order you at the moment. Something different, something new, and something that you really feel motivated to do.
Of course.
Because no one will ask, a customer won't ask for things that are super crazy normally, unless they see your work first, that you have done crazy things.
Yes. And we really also want to know about the life-size Beauty and the Beast cake installation you created in, I think it was
Yes.
a connection.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Beauty and the Beast cake installation you created with Tuğba Geçgil in the Master of Cake Festival of Istanbul. It is impressive and beautiful, I'm going to add. And how was the process? How did you keep it life-sized?
Well, Tuba invited me to that show, Tuba and the show organizers, of course, and we wanted to do something around that film, and well, we wanted it to do it life size. So we planned the display, and she had a team working on the whole display. So she did the main thing, designing the display, and we decided to do the Beauty and the Beast. So she did the Beast, and I did the Beauty. So I traveled there and prepared the structure and everything for transporting. As I regarding the mediums, I had to work there. So we had to hire a working space, a pastry shop that was available to work there, and then work there for about 4 days, and then transporting to the show, and we finish it in live in the show. It was very interesting working with Tuba.
And can you give us a little bit details about the process and what kind of cake, for example, you use, or what kind of material is essential, as I asked before, for keeping it that big? Or maybe the firmness of the cake is also important, I'm guessing.
The most important thing for doing sculpted cakes is the structure. You have to prepare a very rigid structure that allows you to add a lot of weight because the cake weighs a lot. And you have to realize the cake won't support anything in the structure. The cake doesn't support itself. The cake is soft, and the cake has to be any kind of cake. I work with any kind of different cake. Of course, b butter cakes do it a little bit less complicated. I also like moist cakes with a lot of filling. The most important thing is to divide the structure in different layers. So you can stack not more than 15 or 20 centimeters of cake each per layer. Like you have to pile it in different levels. So every design I do, I'm basically thinking the design in layers, in different levels, where the shape of each level is if you slice that person or or that anything I'm designing, like you have to think in on it, what shape would it have horizontally, like. You slice it, how will be the chest in the shape of the chest, or the shape of the neck, or the shape of the chin area, and then you start stacking the cake there. And of course, the way of applying the different levels and the way to hold them very tight to not get loose when you are transporting it, or so it's a. It's a little bit tricky.
It looks amazing. For me, it's very impressive, and the details, everything, it looks just like the movie. So I want to celebrate you. It's amazing, and also to
Two,
love.
we, two, and me and the team worked very hard in that installation. It was very, very impressive to see it live, really. Everyone was super happy, and yeah, and the. With this kind of case, for me, one of the most important things is also to finish the fine details on place. That's for me what makes it easier. Because when you are transporting that kind of big pieces and they have a cake inside, it's everything is super delicate. You can't ho really hold the cake tight. The structure has to come to hold the cake. And it's not the same cake that is being transported and it's moving and it's under vibration, that okay, and kept, that is just still and holding a place. So you have to be super careful. And sometimes you have to move the cake and hold it, and the cake gets smashed in some parts. So you have to really finish the fine details in on place and take care of the way of holding and working and transporting it.
We are also getting really nice comments about your work from the audience. Everyone is celebrating and telling how beautiful they are. Anyways, my next question is a little bit of opinion. Even though all of your cake or chocolate models are impressive, which would you consider as your favorite or the one you're most proud of?
I don't know. Maybe I would say the forest spirit in autumn was the competition piece that for many people made me internationally known because I already was teaching and working with many international people in some countries, but. With that cake in the cake international competition, I received a crazy amount of comments and it went viral. And as I said, that was one design that I really want to do something different and something crazy. And I think n not many people expected a design like that, and many people were shocked. And after that. Anyone expected anything, but so the impact wasn't as big with as with that one. So maybe that one, yeah.
And can you tell us about where you got the inspiration for it?
Well, I really love Hayao Miyazaki films, like Mononoke Princess and Chihiro. And then I like it, the idea of the forest spirit, and I made my own version. And I really like autumn. It's one of my favorite seasons, and really wanted to recreate the autumn feeling of the forest with that figurine. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so I also want to ask you about your experience with Corona a little bit. Some artists say that staying at home actually opened their creativity even more. And I want to know what your opinion about this. Do you also think that it opened your creativity, or do you have time to learn new techniques?
Well, when of course you have time at home, like many people, like everyone. I think it has been, and it's been a pretty crazy situation. It's been tricky for me in many ways. I had full agenda to travel around the world teaching and also some cake shows, and of course I couldn't do it anymore. It's been a year now since that happened. It's not been easy because I love my work, and I love especially sharing it with the public and doing the live presentations and teaching, but not online. I mean, online is nice, of course, and it's something, but I like the interaction with the people. And well, I mean, of course you always try to improve. I always try to improve the techniques and to learn something different and to practice. So that hasn't really changed. But I miss the other parts. So I wouldn't take Corona that positively, to be honest. I know everyone is saying like, oh, it's so positive that you can stay home and everything. I mean, yeah, I mean, you can always stay home if you want.
Yes, for everyone.
But I mean, you have to stay home for a year now. Maybe I'm not that happy about it. So I would really like to start working again internationally and interact with the people and teach and see how the people enjoys learning cake decoration and it's their passion and sharing it, and I miss that so much.
We also heard you did a few online classes though, from YouTube. And how are they going? How did they go? And who would you recommend them for? More professionals
Well,
or?
I was very, I wasn't very really planning to go online with the classes because I really like the in-person teaching. But as I really couldn't do it, I started with the online classes. And at the end, I mean, of course, that was tricky for me because learning the way to film it, the way to transmit the most I can of the techniques to the students, and just finding the formula. It has been a lot of work getting to do it, but after all, I'm pretty happy to have the online classes. I have very good comments from the classes and very good results from some of the students that booked the class. And it has its positives because, for example, you can access to the content lines lifetime the way I did it, and you can watch the videos of the techniques every time you want. You can stop it and play again and do it at your time when you have time and working in the design, and then even start again and see all the process again if you need. I give a PDF with also tips, recipes, and some techniques that helps a lot. And I have very good reviews from the students that booked the class, so I'm really happy. By now, I have four online classes, and I probably will do a few more soon. But the ones I have I think the people is super happy with them and have very good results.
Okay, that's great. That's great news. And although it's a little bit hard to see the future now, but I want to ask you where you see yourself as a cake artist 5 years from now. Maybe do you have anything that you are looking forward to or any upcoming projects that you could tell us about?
Well, I don't plan that far. I would say, like, I can say that soon it's going to be revealed a new design that I did for Incredible India, the collaboration with Tina Scott Parshar. And after that, I don't know. I'm especially now with Corona. I learned to live day by day. I used to have a 1 year or more agenda of knowing what I was going to do or where I was going to teach or be in some months. But now I'm just expecting and living each day. We don't know what's going on with it and how far we're going to live. So I just try to keep living by now and working in new projects, but they will be revealed as soon as I can. And in 5 years, I don't know. Hopefully doing again the same I was doing before coronavirus.
Hopefully.
I'm improving a lot and meeting a lot of people in the cake industry around the world and enjoying doing all the cakes and cake decorating together.
And lastly, I want to ask you, what is an advice you could give to people who are interested in becoming a cake artist or just beginners? How do you recommend them to learn?
I think with this situation right now, booking online classes is the best option, of course. If they have a local, if they don't have any previous concepts and they have a local person that they can hire to teach them classes or they are doing beginner classes, is good. That's a good start. Also, if they can book a pastry course, it's good to know the foundations, of course. But it's taking the time of choosing the way you want to follow in your cake design and to get influenced and follow artists and see the designs and book the online classes if they have some and learn, try, don't get frustrated, try again and again and again and again. Like always, I always say sometimes the people in the classes get a little bit frustrated because they try new techniques and they don't feel really loose with them. It gets tricky for them to finalize the class and the project. And they say, I don't care about the class results today. What I care is about you learning the techniques and practicing and applying it in the next cakes. And see the way you evolve with that and where that leads you. Because it's not one day process, it's a life process.
Yes, that's really good advice. So any new starters, I think everyone should follow that. I'm thinking maybe we should take a little bit of questions from the audience. If anyone has questions, they can just send them through comments. Let's wait a little bit.
Yeah, I think the people is shy today.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. It's our first live
Yeah.
meeting, so.
But well, they can see this in 24 hours and
Meanwhile, I could ask you about some, maybe if you have any mentors or really big inspirations that you look up to or has helped you in the past or any valuable tip or technique you got from them.
well, I would say in the cake world, my main inspiration was Karen Portaleo. See, I would say she's the mother of the cake sculpture. And she's also launching a YouTube channel now. I would recommend everyone to follow her. But I also get inspired from every artist I see. I follow many people in the gig world, and I think it's very nice to get influenced by anything you see that moves your feelings, that makes you feel something special about it. Because after all the emotion you feel watching art, even if cake art or any kind of art, that's what will move you to do something special with it and follow your feelings, for your, follow your heart, the kind of things that move you, and go ahead, catching your dreams.
Yes, that is also very good advice. We are also getting a few comments about your work. Someone is saying they really love your work and you're a really talented artist. Again, if anyone has a question, they could just leave it as a comment. And meanwhile, I can ask you a little bit more questions, something fun maybe. Like this, what are some cake flavors you think that goes really well together?
Excuse me.
What are some cake flavors do you think that goes really well together?
I really love how it tastes the chocolate and the orange. That's one of my best combinations. And also, I would say the chocolate and the nuts too are very nice. The like gianduja or almond. Yeah, that would be around also caramel.
Oh, yes, very.
But I like the combination of bitter and sweet and the chocolate taste. Anything with chocolate.
Yes, balancing it with me too. I really love those flavor also, so I understand. Okay, I think if no one has a question. Daniel, thank you for joining us. It was such a pleasure talking with you and learning about your experience.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's a pleasure,
And
really.
thank you for your questions that were very, very nice and very good questions.
Thank you. Oh, look, we got a comment saying you set the bar so high. How do you think you will achieve better projects? Are you thinking of trying different techniques also?
Well, I mean, I always try different techniques. I don't always use them in the cake classes, but unless I have really tried them. But I always try to apply different techniques in the cakes. I love trying new materials, new techniques. That's what I was commenting, that it's very important to stay tuned with what's going on in the cake world, and checking what's that. What's this guy or this girl doing with this cake? What they applied, what they did, finding out, and try to do those new things all the time. That's a very interesting thing to do.
Great. And once again, thank you so much. It was really fun and learning all of those information. Anyways, if you want to say anything to the audience,
Well, thanks to everyone that follows my work and that is interested by my cakes and my techniques. Of course, I'm very happy that they follow me or have interest. And thanks for watching this interview.
yes, thank you everyone for coming. Anyways, again, once again, it was such a pleasure for me meeting you. You are such an inspiration for lots of people.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.